Another bed in Hell's Ocean. You first find Hell's Ocean on the seabed, 2 feet planted on its bubbling and grainy surfaces. Perhaps if one could glimpse the waters from the horizon, no one would jump in. Thirst quenched. All bodies on the bed drift upward, a grace to those who are too tired to fight its currents, those who can't swim until they learn the dark waters are chiefly acid, and the lift too slow for a burn so wet and constant. Most often the bubbles collect a crown around my mouth, a ring of barnacles that bite. The sores they leave are bloody, but under a violence too turbulent to get infected. But then, there are times the bubbles work a way up and through the entire skin of my face. A gentle abrasive burning from chin to forehead. The skin takes and ejects into the ocean. When it's pulled away from me, I see myself in a way no mirror could let me before the waters destroy the image. Though I roam hell in search of my brother, I can only find myself. So many times my face is let loose in this ocean. I used to think the parts I left behind would leave me the thinnest of what I was. I see now that what's left after hurts and darkness are most potent, thickest. The shapes I work hardest to determine if they make me sick or the proudest I've ever been. But is it for this question I find my brother traded? If I loved him, I never said it. And if I never found him, I wouldn't need to be afraid.